the unintended consequences of Skyping overseas.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. There's new data about Microsoft's Skype. That's a video chatting service, but it's also a way to make calls over the internet for free, one that now handles about a third of the international calls made in the world. You'd think this would make telephone companies cry. Nope. And Marketplace's Quina Kim is here to explain why.
For two decades, international calls made through traditional phone companies had been growing at a clip of about 13% a year. Then things hit a speed bump. Stephen Beckert is an analyst at the research and consulting firm TeleGeography.
We saw about 9% growth in 2011 and estimated about 5% growth in 2012.
Meanwhile, Skype's international calls grew about 45%. Beckert estimates that Skype handles about one-third of the international calls being made today. Charles Golvin is an analyst at Forrester. He says international calls were once a high-profit business for traditional phone companies, but
it's a small part of their business. They don't feel the pinch.
And Golvin says phone companies have moved on to data. Selling data plans for smartphones is a growth spot for companies like Verizon and AT&T. And as more voice over internet calls, like the ones made on Skype, move from the desktop to the smartphone, that means selling more data, and the phone companies will make out just fine. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.